the fact that people in that breakaway territory, which is not recognized by international law, are able to conduct an election and allow the citizens or the people who live there, the nationals who live there, to exercise their right to vote, only proves to you that if only Africans were willing to stop all this inter-ethnic fighting, give the people an opportunity to decide who their rulers are, we can have a lot of peace within the continent. It is true that Somaliland is not recognized by the UN as a legitimate state, but put that aside and ask yourself what is happening in this breakaway territory. What, in my opinion, what we are seeing is that if Africans are given the opportunity to determine how to govern themselves, they can do it very successfully. The fact that we are not able to do so in many countries across the continent, like Sudan and South Sudan and other territories, has to do with the ambitions of opportunistic leaders like those that you see in Sudan, who are continuously fighting to stay in power, even though they have not received any legitimate mandate from the people to govern.
Somaliland, you are right, declared independence from Somalia in 1991 and has sustained its own government, currency, and security structures despite lacking international recognition, as you just mentioned. But Somaliland's latest agreement with neighboring Ethiopia, granting it access to the Indian Ocean in exchange for recognition, has caused political tension between Somaliland and Somalia. Somalia is accusing Ethiopia of undermining its territorial integrity. Your thoughts on that?
If you are within the Ethiopian government, you could see the reason for that kind of an agreement, because Ethiopia has a lot of problems having access to the sea. A recognition of Somaliland's independence by Ethiopia is not going to give Somaliland any international legitimacy. That's not the way you gain international legitimacy. So-called recognition by Ethiopia is probably going to produce more benefits for Ethiopia than for Somaliland if Ethiopia is able to have that access to the sea.
The leaders in Somalia, they have reacted to the opposition party's win in Somaliland with hopes for better relations between the country and the breakaway region. So this agreement probably was the last administration's move. Now with a new leadership, this whole thing with Ethiopia could just be cancelled.
We have problems in international law because Somaliland is not a state recognized by international law. That agreement, if Ethiopia was actually looking for a way to have a legitimate access to the sea, that agreement should have been signed between Addis Ababa and Mogadishu, not between Addis Ababa and Somaliland. I really find it difficult to imagine that that agreement can be enforced internationally, given the fact that one party to the agreement is not an internationally recognized sovereign state.